Your boy
DJ Anonymous,
and this is another episode of Sports Biz Music, the podcast, and this is episode 141. On tonight's episode, I want to talk about college football and the playoff system. I know a few episodes ago I talked about how college football is changing for the good and the bad, especially with these whole NIL. You know, all this NIL stuff going on. Honestly, I do want the kids to get paid. They deserve to get paid because at the end of the day, people don't realize how hard it is to be a student athlete, especially with the responsibility that you have to go through as far as like going to school, going to practice like 3-4 times out the day, on a schedule, a crazy schedule, like when to eat, when not to eat. Sacrificing a lot as far as like just the whole college experience. Like you're really a worker at the end of the day. You're pretty much like a self-employed worker, or you're a worker, you're an employee. So I'm not knocking any of that sponsorship, but I would say it kind of, I don't want to say it ruined the game. It kind of became more about politics. It's always been about politics, but it's like even more about politics, and that's why I want to talk about the main, the number one example, and that's the college football playoffs. I don't know if any of y'all knew or known that they tried to expand the playoffs to either the six, 8, or 12 teams. I was surprised they didn't try to put 10. Maybe they did, I don't know. But this has been going on and off since like last summer. So I believe last month around February is when all the talks stopped, and they wanted to just continue with the four-team playoff system. At least until after the 2025 season, that's when the contract is up. But it's time to really expand. We heard so many things about the BCS era, where you know the computers did all the voting and everything. And honestly, I miss the computers because the playoff committee, the college football playoff committee, the people that's on the committee, half of them or majority of them don't even watch all the games. I feel like they don't even watch games from week one. I feel like they start watching games probably like around like week 8. That's when, you know, that's around the time, you know, it's getting closer to the end of the season, and you know, it's in the heart of conference play, and that's when all the bigger games in the conference games start to play. So that's when they want to huddle up and, you know, watch all the games and stuff together and everything. I just feel like y'all should do it week 0, because, you know, we've seen it. Like, for example, Cincinnati was a prime example last year. There was a group of 5 team that pretty much they exceeded expectations, and they finally broke the barrier and finally went to the playoffs. And then, you know, they kind of had negativity in a way, which was on both their fault and also the community, because Cincinnati was playing down to their level when they started playing, like, I don't want to say sorry teams, but teams that was on their level. They started to let's say when they was playing USF, they started so slow. I'm like, y'all should be blowing this team out, because USF, you know, they wasn't a bad team. I mean, they was record wise, but the reason why they were bad, because I found out toward like around that game that they ain't really have that many scholarships. So I guess they was going through some type of ban or whatever. I don't know. You know, I have to dig deep into that situation. But they ain't have enough scholarships, and they had a whole bunch of walk-ons, and it was just a mess at USF, you know. But I'm like, they should be blowing this team out, like, I don't want to say 70-0, but at least 55-14 or something like that, you know. But anyways, the committee is just a whole bunch of people that they kind of remind me of the owners, you know, the NFL or the NBA. They just, you know, people that just very rich or very well known, whether entrepreneurs, politicians, or went to a school, and all of a sudden they became invited into the college football committee. I just feel like with that, they need real college football heads. Like, they need real people who actually follow the actual sport. That's like me, one day I become well known in the media, or I be, you know, just general, I just become well known, and they invite me to, you know, become one of the committee for the college baseball playoffs or the college basketball, the March Madness or hockey, whatever. It's not going to make sense to me because, one, I'm not going to lie to myself. I don't watch regular season college basketball, college baseball. Like, I like the conference championships, like the conference tournaments and the March Madness. So I'm not going to, you know, lie to everybody or try to fit in because it's a great opportunity or because it's gonna pay me more or whatnot. Nah, like, I really have to love that particular sport or that particular thing. So for me, I feel like the college football playoffs committee need a change, you know, in the next few years. If y'all want to invite me. I don't care if I'm by myself and whatever building the house y'all in, y'all have y'all weekly, you know, games, whatever, I will be there all day. I'll literally be there from 12 noon to 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, like I used to when Hawaii was playing. You know what I'm saying? RIP to Colt Brennan. That was a legend. But anyway, but yeah, that's one issue. The other issue is that when money come into play, as far as like the different bowl games and whatnot, and don't get me wrong, that's a tradition that, you know, that still need to be kept. You know, me, myself, I feel like we should keep it. We should keep the bowl games. But if I was like someone in the college football committee, I would vote, okay, let's at least expand the teams to at least six. Really, I expand it to eight and then wait until like maybe another 4 to 5 years and see what happens. Because me, honestly, I feel like 16 is too much. 14 is not too much, but it's kind of like it's going to be a lot of, you know, like I said, like, you know, these bowl games, they want teams in them. I feel like 12 is just right, because even if you look at the top 10, the top 15 teams, after 5 and 6, you look at 7 through 12, and most of the time, it'll probably be like a couple teams from like the group of 5 conferences. Maybe one year, a Coastal Carolina from the Sun Belt goes undefeated, but they can't even go. They can't even like break the top 10 because of their schedule and because of their conference they in. So I feel like 12, you know, in the next 10 years should be the limit. But if they want to keep growing the playoff, let's say in 25 years, they say, you know what, let's make it 25, you know, just the top 25 teams, which I feel like would be dope anyway, because there's so many teams now. You know, we went from, what I remember, it was only, 118 teams at the time. Now it's 130. And then I'm watching the March Madness, because I always wonder how many D1 basketball programs was in, you know, college basketball. It's 352 teams. So I'm like, no wonder it was 64 teams, and then recently they wanted to make it 68 and have like the at large teams come in, battle each other out to get into the actual field. So I feel like college football eventually gonna have to do that. At least do, you know, maybe in about, it don't have to be 25 years, could be sooner than that. 10 years, 10, 15 years. Possibly expand it to 25, but you know, also include the bowl games. And that's, you know, that's another issue. The bowl games, the money, the sponsorships. Even when people, you know, like myself and other, you know, big media platforms, when they were trying to do their proposals to expand the playoffs, there was like, hey, the top four teams could have home field advantage, which I like, but then at the end of the day, you also got to think about the bowls. And for me, I feel like, you know what, since the college football playoffs been, you know, since it's been around, you already had the original four, the big four. You had the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, and the Fiesta Bowl. I still call it the Fiesta Bowl. But you had them four, right? Well, it is the Fiesta Bowl. We had them four, right? So when the playoffs when the playoffs came in the picture, then they added the Cotton Bowl and they added the Peach Bowl. And them bowls, you know, even throughout the, you know, back in the days, you know, people that, you know, that's, I want to say 25 and older, y'all remember when they had the Capital One Bowl Week. I mean, they still do, I believe. But it was like a real, like, bowl week, like, especially, like, when you had the Peach Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, you had the Sun Bowl, you had the, what else bowls is, like, good? That's, like, real huge. Of course, the Gator Bowl, the Citrus Bowl, you had also the... trying to remember, what's that scoop, that bowl? I think it was the Holiday Bowl. I don't think it's called the Holiday Bowl no more. I don't think so. Maybe it is. There's so many bowls now. But anyway, I feel like, so if we expand it right now to at least, let's say we expand it to 8 teams, right? Okay, cool. So let's finally add the Cotton Bowl. The Cotton Bowl and the Peach Bowl already added. Let's finally add the Gator Bowl. Let's finally add the Outback Bowl, which was another bowl, a great bowl. And let's also add the Sun Bowl and put them, you know, in the mix of, okay, y'all don't want to lose that prestigiousness of the bowl week or the bowl season. So we can include them next 3 to 4 bowl games that are very, like, well-known in the whole bowl history, the history of bowl games. So let's just do that instead of, you know, having the top two or top four teams play at their stadium, which would be good. But then, you know, I'm just trying to just figure things out, try to, you know, keep the bowl season, because it is a great tradition. And also people got to realize, business-wise, it does bring money to the actual city, the county, to the state. Like, just imagine, you know, a state like Florida who has all these bowl games. You know how much money come in, like, every year. Texas, California, Alabama, even like states like Alabama, North Carolina, the state of New York, Massachusetts, just to name a few. Arizona, like New Mexico, they got a couple bowl games, and Nevada, like. It does bring a lot of economy to the cities and to the states and the counties. So it's like, it shouldn't be no problem, because we already have enough bowls that could be added to that college football rotation, you know, every 5 to 6 years. So I don't think that'd be a problem. It's just, we tired of seeing the same teams. Like, Alabama been dominant over the last however years. Clemson, they just became dominant. Yeah, they missed the playoffs this year, but they've been dominant for like, it's been about 6-7 years, but I feel like 10. We always have like Ohio State, that's another team. It's always like the same teams. Like, it's always like the same old teams, man. And we just need to make the sport. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all, I love college football over the NFL, but I ain't going to lie, the last 2 to 3 years, the NFL been kind of, it been better overall because it been more exciting because it's so unpredictable. Like, in college football, it's predictable. You already know who going to go to the playoffs. Who, like, this past year was probably the most predictable season, meaning that we knew Alabama, Georgia was going to go regardless. But to see Cincinnati to go in, to see Michigan finally get to, you know, beat Ohio State and go in, you know, it kind of brought more excitement. But then when you actually, you know, get to the playoffs, it's blowouts, you know, it's blowouts, man. So I just feel like we need to really get into, you know, to let the college football committee know that, hey, y'all need to expand. Like, it's time. Like, imagine if they expanded to 8 teams, right? Let's name all the teams that's been like in the top 8, top 10 the last, I want to say, 5 years. Penn State always been up there. Auburn always been up there. Florida on their good years always been in the top 10, top 8. Even some of the Pac-12 teams, the Oregons, the Utahs, you know, the Stanfords, you know, in their good years, like, we always had potential teams, and we always thought about, like, dang, weapon, they was part of the playoffs. Like, I could see Stanford, you know, upsetting a Clemson or you know, maybe not even beat them, but, like, it'll be a good game. Like, because we don't see – people got to think about it. There's still a lot of games that we haven't seen. Maybe it happened in my life before my lifetime, but I never seen a Stanford and Clemson. I never seen an Alabama and Oregon. You know, I never seen a Coastal Carolina, you know, going to Penn State. Or Penn State, you know, like, for example, Penn State played Appalachian State a couple years ago and they almost lost in overtime. Like, come on, we need to do better. Like college football, y'all, come on now. Yeah, I say we because I love this. This is like a tradition. Like, my wife, everybody, they know, like, I watch college football. If I had the choice on a Saturday, I'll watch it all damn day. Like, leave me alone. I'll watch it. We could do something the night before or the day after. But now, with all these teams coming, moving up to D1, you got, you know, we always had the Tuesday and Wednesday games, like, towards the end of the year. But now they starting to be at the beginning of the year now. We had a couple Sunday games. Thursday games got multiple games now. Friday games got, like, probably, like, almost half of the Saturday games now, because so many teams now. And then not only that, a lot of these kids, you know, these 5-star, 4-star kids, now they not really all going to the bigger schools. They you know, they want to go to the smaller schools. So even, like, FCS level, 1AA, Division 2, Division 3. Now, you know, and I had to explain to people, you know, that's younger than me, that's like 25 and younger. I'm like, man, back in my day, I had to really, like, if I wanted to see a FAMU game other than the Florida Classic, I had to, like, ask what the score was. Or luckily that thing was on, you know, ESPN3, but you had to go on the website, you had to go on the internet. Now, you know, we got these apps and all these TV deals is crazy. Like, now it's like sports in general are being shown on on TV channels or even just companies that you never even thought of, you know. So yeah, I feel like that's another reason why the college football playoffs should expand. It should expand really every 5 to 10 years, especially depending on how people feel. And then just 4, 5, 6 reasons is, you know, let's continue to grow. Let's continue to, you know, engage with these this new generation, which is a new generation of kids. Like, it's exciting to see, you know, more teams getting the playoffs, and then by doing that, more of the smaller schools be able to go to like the more prestigious bowl games, and then we could also, you know, add more FCS teams to like the bowl series if they you know decide not to go to the tournament, like to the NCAA championship. Let them experience the bowl season, you know. Like, that's the thing about college sports, man. Like, it's all about experience, man. And yes, the kids, they deserve the money, they need the money, but also at the end of the day, ain't nothing like that college experience, man. And I just feel like for the game, especially for college football, we need that. Like, you know, I was watching the March Madness. Like, you win basketball. I used to follow him heavy when I was younger. As I got older, I started following him, you know, a little bit more here and there. But just to see them, you know, as a 10th seed and almost go to the Final Four is amazing. So imagine if 1 year of Northwestern, they become so good, you know, they become in the, they go in the college football playoffs and knock a couple of people off. Like, that's what we need. We need more new things for college football. Like, it's cool for the regular season. You know, the scheduling has gotten better over the years, because I remember when, I think I was in high school when they started complaining about, like, because it was back, people don't realize back in the day, even some of these bigger schools, they used to schedule like 2 small schools. I'm talking about like not even like a FIU or FAU. It was more like a FAMU or a Yale. They'll schedule them literally like twice a year just to get them easy wins. Now it's not even easy no more, because, you know, you got the college football playoffs now. Even towards the end of the BCS era, like the computers, they strengthened up the computers where they could say like, hey, who did y'all beat? Like, and then even if, let's say, you beat a FCS school or two, you still got to win 2 more legit games to become, you know, bowl eligible. So I like that whole thing. So I just feel like we need to do better now with the college football playoffs. And once that happens, the game will be great again. I mean, it's still great, but it'll just, like, be more watchable again. Like, way more watchable, especially in the postseason, where you'll see, you know, a USC going against an Alabama, you know, toe-to-toe. You'll see a Clemson going against a Michigan State or something. Like, you know, something, you know, real good, man. Like, something for the people, for me, for the people, for everybody, you know, and all the schools will benefit because new rivalries will be made. We see all these TV deals, these streaming services, and people. And I want to talk about this in another episode, but the streaming services are starting to realize that at the end of the day, on demand, people love on demand, but people still love live, you know, live sports, live news. Live shows, like, people, you know, you would never believe it, but it's still some people that would rather wait until next week to watch that new episode, because it keeps them, you know, like, oh shit, I want to know what's gonna happen, you know. So I just feel like now streaming services. Thank God to Hulu, because Hulu, I feel like, in my opinion, started that whole trend where, you know, yes, you can watch on demand thing, you can watch on demand shows and whatnot, but even some of our original shows, they gonna come out next week. They not all gonna come in one. So when you watch it, then that's it. Like, nah, like, we gonna have you on your toes. So yeah, man. So everything, like I even said it, I always felt like the 2020s was going to repeat itself. It's gonna be some repeat itself, as far as like people at the end of the day is gonna need TV, live TV, artists, they gonna need the radio, they gonna need DJs, they gonna need, you know, like back in our day, right? For me, as a DJ, artists always hit me up, email me they music and stuff and want me to push it, because they understand that at the end of the day, you know, even if we in the same city, you from a different town, you could be from North Miami, but I live in Opa-locka, and it's a whole different, it's a whole different audience. So by you reaching out to me, you could gain some more fans from Opa-locka or another DJ from South Miami, or go back up to Broward, Fort Lauderdale, or something like that. Like, that's how it used to be back in the day, you know. So I feel like in this era, a lot of these, especially these younger kids, they gonna appreciate the real groundwork. Like, yes, you still got the social media, you still got the internet, but that real groundwork is where it's at. You know, even me doing this podcast, still a lot of groundwork to do. You still, you know, people, you know, you tell people you got a podcast, they check it out. You know, sometimes it's always good to have that word of mouth. But yeah, man, so yeah, man, it's college football. You know, y'all just, you know, get with it, man. Our eyes will be on y'all in the next 3 years. And especially if next year it be the same teams, or teams that we already know was going to make it. Because that's another thing. Yes, we know, like, we all have predictions and stuff, but people don't understand, like, when it's come to sports, we don't always want to be right. Like, if we say Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Ohio State going to make it to the college football playoff next year, we wouldn't mind seeing Miami. We don't mind seeing South Carolina and that thing. We don't mind seeing a Texas. We don't mind seeing a Utah. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, we just tired of the same teams. Even Notre Dame been making the playoffs like every other year. And same results, you know. So we just want new teams, man. We want new teams. Like, so even if it's the same four teams, at least you got four more new teams that people can get to know of, and it'll be new fan bases. Because people gotta also realize too, you know, even in this era, you know, when they say, you know, this era, they say college ain't, you know, people don't need college, which is kind of bullshit, but a lot of people want to live that college, you know, go through that college experience. So imagine a kid from Miami, they see a Stanford, or they see a Coastal Carolina or Appalachian State, what else school, I don't know, a TCU, Utah, you know, a Tennessee, like schools that haven't been dominant in D1, you know, and that's, you know, and what FCS do, FCS playoffs, they, you know, they have these kids go to these schools because they know, everybody know about North Dakota State, everybody know about, one of them schools, them small schools up in Minnesota. I can't pronounce them right now. Everybody know about them schools, man. Like, because they always in the playoffs, but at the same time, it's not just the same four or five. It's like three or four more, you know, teams in the field. So it's all about the end of the day. It's all about marketing, and also it's all about money, But it's also so it also is about entertainment. You need you will want to have everybody from all ages to watch, you know, your sport. You know, come on now, NCAA. So but yeah, so anyway, this been your boy DJ Anonymous.
DJ Anonymous.
With another episode of Sports Biz Music the Podcast, and I'm out. Peace.